It's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. As promised, we're going to be talking with our mayoral candidates here in Tomahawk. And mayoral candidate number one is Jeff Koth. He is with us this morning. Michael Habeck will be with us on Thursday morning to get his side of things. But number one guy wants to be Tomahawk mayor, Jeff Koth. And Jeff, good to meet you here this morning. It's the first time we've shaken hands here this morning. So nice to meet you, Jeff.
Nice to meet you.
I am familiar with at least one other member of your family.
Yep. I know exactly who that is.
Yeah, I know Greg, or Kevin, I'm sorry. I know Kevin pretty good, but yeah, first to meet you here. So we're going to do these formats the same way. You and Hob will each have the same questions. You'll each have the same amount of time to take care of these questions and these answers. So first of all, Jeff Koth, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. A little bit of background first.
So a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Tomahawk. It's been my home for 63 years. I graduated from Tomahawk High School in 1981. I've been past president of the Tomahawk Lions, and next year I'm going to be the second vice district governor. And I also graduated Emerging Lions Leadership Institute in 2025. I grew up in Tomahawk where community wasn't just a word, it was a way of life. And the environment where everyone knew each other. I learned early on the importance of building relationships, showing up for others, and being part of something bigger than myself. The early experiences continue to guide me today. They've shaped my approach to leadership and how I connect with others and how I stay committed to making a positive impact, both in the community and beyond.
Okay, that's a fine introduction. So the first question this morning, Jeff, both candidates are relatively new to city office here in Tomahawk. So what made you decide to run now? How do you balance the value of experience with the need for new ideas?
Well, I decided to run for mayor now because I truly believe our community is at a turning point. We have opportunities in front of us, whether it's growing in a local economy, improving infrastructure, or strengthening the sense of the community. But we always have to challenge that need, fresh energy and focused leadership. After listening to the residents, I see where we are. I felt now was the right time to step forward and serve. When it comes to balancing experience and new ideas, I think it is not an either-or choice. It has to be both. Experience matters because it gives you the knowledge to understand how decisions impact people and how to navigate the system that keeps the city running. But new ideas are also important because they push us forward. They help us resolve problems in better, more modern ways. My approach is to bring those together, respect what works, learn from those who served before, but also stay open and innovative to new perspectives. That means listening, collaborating, and being willing to adapt. At the end of the day, it's about choosing between experience and new ideas. It's about delivering real results for the people who call this community home.
And what qualities do you feel that you have that will make you a better choice for mayor?
What makes me a better choice for mayor comes down to leadership, trust, and a clear plan for the future. I believe leadership means being present, listening to residents, and working together to solve problems, not just talking about them. I'm committed to being accessible and responsive to the people I serve. Trust is essential. I will lead transparency, make responsible decisions with taxpayers' dollars, and always put the community first. You deserve a mayor who is honest, accountable, and willing to face challenges head on. And finally, I have the vision for moving the community forward, supporting local businesses, improving infrastructure, and making sure that this place where families and future generations can thrive. I'm ready to lead, ready to listen, and ready to get to work. I'd be honored to earn your support.
As far as the city budget is concerned here in Tomahawk, city funding has been at the forefront over the last few years, and city voters are going to be weighing in on a levy referendum very soon as well. Do you support that referendum? And if not, if it is defeated, how would you balance the budget here in Tomahawk?
The city of Tomahawk is at a crossroads with the budget. The city is facing some huge hurdles trying to keep the same great services that residents come to rely on I support the referendum because I know it'll help the city continue moving forward with the best services for the city. But it will come down to every taxpayer to make that decision. If it fails, we're going to roll up our sleeves and see what we can reduce in the budget with the least impact to the city and the residents. Just remember, every vote matters. So get out April 7th and make your voice heard.
City growth. Here's something I do know a little bit about. I've asked many people about this. I've noticed that we have a need for a lot of different things here, not only in business, but in the homes here. We need to have more places for people to live. So how can our community continue to attract business and, in turn, jobs to the area as well?
A very good question. Attracting business and the jobs they bring comes down to creating a community where companies see opportunity and people want to live. First, invest in workforce development. Businesses go where talent is. So building strong partnerships between schools, technical colleges, and local employers helps ensure skilled, ready workforce. Second, focus on quality of life. Affordable housing, good schools, outdoor recreation, and reliable broadband all make a community more attractive to both employees and employers. Third, make it easy to do business. Streamline processes, supportive local leadership, and resources for entrepreneurs can set a community apart and others committing for the same investment. And finally, collaboration is key. When local government, business leaders, and community organizations work together with a shared vision, it sends a strong message that the area is proactive and ready for growth. When you combine those efforts, you don't just attract businesses, you build long-term sustainable job opportunities.
Then let's break it down piece by piece here. What industry or type of development would best fit our future here in Tomahawk? Tourism, manufacturing, remote work, or maybe something else?
Tomahawk's future isn't about just picking one industry. It's about combining a few that reinforce each other. Tourism should stay the foundation. Our area lakes, forests, and trails are major assets. But the focus should shift to year-round tourism, winter sports, fall events, outdoor wellness, to create steady economic activity instead of seasonal spikes. Manufacturing still has a role, but in a modern, targeted way. Small-scale, high-quality production, especially wood products, specialty goods, and skilled trades, fits the region better than large industrial growth. The biggest opportunity comes in remote work. More people want to live in places with natural beauty and lower costs. If Tomahawk invests in broadband, housing, and community spaces, it can attract remote workers who bring outside income into a local economy. The winning strategy is balance. Tourism attracts people, remote work retains them, and local industry stabilizes economy while preserving the small town lifestyle that makes Tomahawk unique.
Here's the big one, though, affordable housing. That's always been a challenge here for quite some time in Tomahawk. So specifically, do you have some tools or policies that you would support to help encourage this development along a little bit?
To tackle affordable housing in Tomahawk, you need practical local tools that make it easier and more attractive for developers to build. First, I'd support zoning flexibility, allowing duplexes, triplexes, and accessory dwelling units in more neighborhoods can increase supply without changing the character of the community. Second, public-private partnership is key. The city can work with developers on offering land, reducing fees, or streamlining approvals in exchange for workforce and income-based housing. Third, infrastructure readiness. Make sure water, sewer, roads are in place, or helping fund extensions can unlock sites that are currently too expensive to develop. The goal isn't just more housing. It's the right mix of housing that keeps Tomahawk livable for people who are already called at home while welcoming newer residents.
Next topic will be the mayor's role in government. So how do you see the mayor's role right here in Tomahawk? And is it working with the city council, the county, the state, and surrounding townships? So what do you see the mayor's role as here in Tomahawk?
The mayor's role in Tomahawk is really about being a connector and a facilitator, not just a decision maker. With the city council, the mayor should focus on collaboration and alignment. That means setting a clear vision, encouraging open dialogue, and helping move projects forward without creating division. At the county and state level, the mayor needs to be an advocate. That includes building relationships, securing funding, and making sure Tomahawk has a strong voice when decisions are made that affect infrastructure, housing, and economic development. Working with surrounding townships is also important. Growth doesn't stop at city limits, so coordination on things like housing, workforce development, and shared spaces can benefit the entire region. Ultimately, the mayor's job is to bring people together across all levels of government, get things done efficiently while keeping focus on what's best for the community as a whole.
That answer almost worked ahead into our next question here. So how can the city maintain and enhance these relationships with Community Development Authority, Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation, Chamber of Commerce, Main Street groups, and the like?
Okay, yeah. To maintain and strengthen Tomahawk's relationships with groups like Community Development Authority, Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Main Street group, the city should focus on regular communication, collaboration, and shared goals. First, establish routine check-ins, quarterly meetings, or joint committees to coordinate efforts on economic development, housing, and downtown revitalization. Second, align on projects. Invite these groups early when planning initiatives so they feel ownership and can leverage their networks for funding, promotion, and expertise. Third, transparent communication builds trust. Sharing updates, challenges, and successes keeps everyone informed and reduces duplication of efforts. This approach positions Tomahawk as a hub for cooperation and a city that partners proactively for growth.
Miscellaneous topics here before we wrap up here this morning. Jeff, my guest this morning, Jeff Koth, he wants to be the next mayor here in Tomahawk, and we'll hear from his opponent coming up on Thursday morning. But Jeff, back to some more miscellaneous stuff here. One issue facing Tomahawk you don't think is getting enough attention right now?
One issue facing Tomahawk isn't getting enough attention right now is long-term workforce sustainability. Like many smaller communities, Tomahawk has strong local business and a great quality of life, but it's quietly facing challenges in attracting and retaining younger workers and families. As older generations retire, there's a growing gap in skilled labor, leadership, and even volunteer capacity across organizations. What makes this issue easy to overlook is that it doesn't always show up as a crisis. It shows up gradually. Businesses struggling to fill positions, fewer people stepping into community leadership roles, and slower economic growth over time. Addressing this means thinking beyond just jobs. It's about housing availability, childcare access, career pathways, and creating a community where young professionals see a future. If Tomahawk can get ahead of this now, by aligning with cities, schools, economic groups, and local organizations, it can turn a potential challenge into a major opportunity for growth and long-term vitality.
How about investments you'd like to see the city pursue? Is there anything out there that comes to your mind?
One investment I'd like to see the city pursue is housing development, especially workforce and middle-income housing. Right now, a lot of communities like Tomahawk are feeling the squeeze. where there simply aren't enough modern, affordable homes for young professionals, families, or even mid-career workers. It makes it harder for local businesses to recruit, harder for young people to stay, and harder for the community to grow. What's important is that it isn't about building more housing. It's about building the right kind of housing. Smaller starter homes, duplexes, and quality rentals match today's workforce needs. And finally, childcare infrastructure is a big one that often flies under the radar. Supporting access to reliable, affordable childcare directly impacts workforce participation. It makes the community more attractive to young families. If Tomahawk leans into these areas, housing, childcare, it positions itself not just to maintain what it has, but to grow a really intentional, substantial way.
I really like that the guys threw this next question in here, Jeff, for us. A good way to understand a candidate is to learn how they see their own city. So please, Jeff, describe Tomahawk to somebody completely unfamiliar with this community. How would you do that?
I would just tell them Tomahawk is a small, friendly city in northern Wisconsin that really shows its charm of a close-knit community life. It sits right along the Wisconsin River, so outdoor recreation is a big part of everyday life. Fishing, boating, or just enjoying the scenery in the summer, and snowmobiling and cross-country skiing when winter rolls around. The city has a strong sense of local pride, family-owned businesses, active schools, and community events all help neighbors connect and stay involved. It's quieter than the big city, but that's part of the appeal. People know each other. Traditions matter. And life is measured by both natural beauty and a sense of community. Visiting and living here, you quickly feel that Tomahawk isn't a place just on a map. It's a place truly where people call home.
We're going to give you about 3 minutes or so to wrap up. Jeff Koth wants to be the next mayor here, and I think you've handled these questions very well so far, Jeff, so it's time to wrap it up. You got about 3 minutes. Any other thoughts that you want the voters of Tomahawk to know before we let you go this morning?
Sure. Over the past couple months, I've had the privilege of working closely with many of you, listening to your concerns, celebrating your successes, and helping tackle the challenge that affect our daily lives. I know Tomahawk isn't just a place on the map. It's a community of hardworking families, dedicated neighbors, and people who deeply care about the future we're building together. Our local businesses are the heart of Tomahawk, and they deserve a mayor who will support them. I will work to create new opportunities and jobs, encourage investment in the community, and make sure every resident has a chance to thrive. Every family deserves to feel safe in their neighborhoods. I will ensure that our city services are efficient, responsive, and effective so that you can trust that Tomahawk is a safe, welcoming place for everyone. Leadership isn't not about making decisions behind closed doors. It's about keeping you informed, involved, and empowered to have a voice in the direction of the city. I promise to listen first, act responsibly, and also put the interests of Tomahawk families in the heart of every decision. Tomahawk has incredible potential, and together we can make it even better. This election isn't just about one person. It's about all of us working together to build a strong, safe, and more vibrant community. So I respectfully ask for your vote. Vote for a mayor who listens, acts, and cares. Let's work together to make Tomahawk a city we know it can be. Remember, vote Jeffrey Koth for mayor of Tomahawk April 7th. And thank you, and as always, God bless.
I think that running for elected office is a higher calling. I thank you for answering that calling, Jeff, and wanting to help your hometown the best way you can. Thank you very much for your time today, Jeff, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you very much for having me.
Got a shout out, by the way, and his opponent, Michael Habeck. We know him as Hob. Hob will be on Thursday morning. He'll answer the same questions, probably in a different way, so don't miss that on Thursday.